This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome those who are left behind while the hunters are out getting the deer. Good to have you here. This is the last Sunday of the church year, and then we begin Advent next Sunday, the first Sunday in Advent. I know we're scheduled to decorate after the worship service next Sunday. This Wednesday, we'll have our Thanksgiving Eve service, so Wednesday, 6:30, come for that. Some sign-ups that I want you to be aware of. The Advent Ladies Advent Tea is on the 8th. You can sign up either out here or out near the back. If you want poinsettias, you can sign up for those. And to visit with me, sign-ups on the bulletin board by the office. Also, we're still gathering for those in need, so there's a table there, and you could just bring items, put them under the table or outside the door, and we'll get those to the CDC. And let's see, I'm just making sure I'm covering what I need. Oh, if sermon helps from Pastor Donald Collegio, give him credit for helping out. And then we're following Divine Service Setting 3, which is on page 184. I have to make sure I get you on the right page. The opening hymn is 663, Rise, My Soul, to Watch and Pray. Our hymn of the day, 336, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. During distribution, we'll sing 768, To God the Holy Spirit, Let Us Pray. 534, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor. 578, Thy Strong Word, our closing hymn. 516, Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying, as we focus on the day our Lord returns, the last day. So let us begin with our opening hymn, 663, Rise, My Soul, to Watch and Pray.
Rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Turn to your yellow insert, and together we sing the intro it.
Glory be to God on high, takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that sittest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that takest the right hand of God the Father, the Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit that ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this last Sunday of the church year is from Isaiah chapter 51. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart are the highways to Zion.
The epistle is from Jude. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. We stand in honor of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or when the cock crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
glorious majesty, those who said that not and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, shall their true Messiah see. Those dear to dazzling body bears, cause of endless expectation, through his ransom worshippers with what rapture,
grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. We confess that in the Nicene Creed. The text for today's sermon is from the Old Testament reading primarily. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me. And I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. And they who dwell in it will die in like manner, but my salvation will be forever. My righteousness will never be dismayed. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look to the earth beneath. Everything goes when the Lord comes again. Everything that he tells us he has created in Genesis, that's everything we know. And that includes all matter, space, time, energy, gone. Try to conceive of that, what that really means. No energy, no time, no space, nothing. But a law has gone out from him. What does this mean? Part of this law includes the soul who sins shall die, such as Ezekiel says, and cursed is the ground because of you, as we heard in Genesis. We see this, we know this. people sinning and dying, things decaying and dying, stuff wearing out, falling apart. We see the condition of the cursed ground, this planet on which we live. We observe and experience the decline of God's creation, eroding over time. Imagine a garment that's so old and so dried up that when you touch it, it disintegrates. That's where this earth is headed. It will wear out and dry up like that old garment. Can't even be touched without disintegrating it. This world that seems so solid will blow away like dust, along with all the people on it. On that day, it will all be gone. There will not even be sky or air. There will be no space. There will be no time. It will all be gone. But we lift up our eyes to the heavens and say, but today's not that day. So we take another breath of God's air, another glass of His water, live another day on His earth, and use His gifts and His time and His energy to sin more and not give attention to Him. We don't give ear to Him. And we are without excuse when we lift up our eyes to the heavens, especially with what we know today through science and technology. God has allowed us to observe how temporary and fragile the heavens really are. Galaxies dying, stars colliding, stars imploding, and vast expanses of heavens are sucked into black holes. Studies show that the heavens as we know them are fading away. Meanwhile, our tiny planet zips around its delicately balanced orbit. And when we look at the Earth beneath, we see how fragile it all is. While our tiny planet spins and races around its orbit in the solar system itself is hurtling through space. The fractured surface of our planet is shifting and shaking beneath us. And then we consider all that we need to live, the certain mix of air, the narrow range of temperature, the required atmosphere, and the gravitational force. We are in awe. The slightest change could threaten to make the whole place unlivable. It's all so precisely and magnificently designed. And while we sin and run from God, it's all held together by the same law that has gone out from Him. While some dare to doubt Him, He keeps the world from being destroyed. Watching this earth beneath tells us both the glorious power of God's creation and how much of it has gone terribly wrong since sin entered in. Decay, suffering, death around the world and close to us. How many worn out garments that they used to be people we loved do we have to lay in the ground before we get it, before the light turns on? Verse 4 says, I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. Justice, yes, sometimes we understand a little bit about justice. We understand that the soul who sins shall die. But the vastness of God's justice goes beyond what our limited, finite brains consider fair. Because justice does not need to be fair when the just person is good. I'll say that again. Justice does not need to be fair when the just person is good. Verse 5, my righteousness draws near. My salvation has gone out. Isaiah writes as if righteousness and salvation are the same thing. Not just in verse 5, but in verse 6 too. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. And not just in these verses that we heard in today's portion of the reading, but several other places in Isaiah, righteousness and salvation of God are paired as one. The righteousness is the required love performed. And it is, in fact, the same thing as the salvation, the actual salvage of broken lives out of corruption and death into holiness, to be totally alive. But human righteousness and God's salvation are not commodities. You may want to seek human righteousness and God's salvation as if they were commodities that you could attain with your power. And as noble and heroic as that may sound, you and I don't have the power to do that. Our prophet, give attention, give ear, listen, good news. All the power is in that human righteousness and God's salvation that is seeking you. They give what they are called because human righteousness and salvation are one. They're not one by the conversion of God's salvation into human righteousness, but they are one by taking human righteousness up into God's salvation. Human righteousness was earned by a Jew from Nazareth whose name is Salvation, the Lord's salvation, Yeshua. Jesus is the righteousness that draws near. Jesus is the salvation that has gone out, down from heaven, incarnate to earn righteousness in a human body like ours, and to offer that righteousness up to the Father on our behalf. Jesus is the law that went out from the Father, and his arms did judge us all in him. His arms were stretched out and nailed down on our behalf. One has died for all, therefore all have died. All on the cross that hung between the heavens above and the earth beneath. Forever the difference between a light to the peoples and vanishing like smoke. No one has to disintegrate like an old garment when the present age will be swept away. No one has to search in dread for righteousness and salvation. Righteousness and salvation are a man. The Lord's righteousness and the Lord's salvation are the same person, a man who is God. And he does the searching, and you are found. He's here for you. Take, live. And for those of us who know we've been found and spend our days worshiping his mercy, the gospel is about keeping awake. Staying awake for that day, that hour, when all flesh learns that even time is a created thing. So how do we keep awake? How do we stay conscious for the experience while God runs the clock out on a contest that he's already won? Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, tells us what those who know they are victors do, what we do. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Well, that is a lot for a Christian to do without stumbling. That's the reason we're relieved to learn that righteousness and salvation are a gift, a person whose performance alone matters. That person comes to us here in his word and sacrament to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless before the presence of his glory. Jude comforts our fears with that person. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we join together in the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of the salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to make a good confession and stand firm in the faith through this present life of sin and suffering, and for eagerness to watch for the return of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors and missionaries, that the Lord would grant them strength and steadfastness to nurture Christ's flock in these gray and latter days, To the praise of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church, that God would give us grace to serve him with reverence and awe and strength to endure faithful to the end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the government of our nation and our leaders, that the Lord would grant them the fortitude to serve its citizens and strive for fairness and justice in our land, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who live under the cross and for the sick, the dying, and those who mourn, especially Dan, Lois, David, Lewis, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, and Cookie, that the Lord would strengthen their faith and grant them patience and hope, comfort and healing until he calls them home. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for each communicant, that with a repentant heart and faith that they may be worthy to receive Christ's body and blood, not to their judgment, but for their salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for all who have died in the faith, that the Lord would bring us with them to share in the splendors of the new heavens and the new earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Reagan, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Read, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Marvelous, take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.